It is officially August now. You're listening to the Fig Cave on the Hot Take Kid, Phil Gentile. Welcome here in the High Noon Studios here outside of Baltimore. Thank you guys for joining us. Jam pack episode, maybe our biggest weekly purchases of the year here for me at least. But we'll see what Nick Thompson has up in Connecticut. What's going on, brother?
Just like one thing this week.
One thing? Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'm going to go Barrow Monotone, dude. I'm going to be like a reggae station on Sunday afternoon. Just like, oh, next up, Peter Tosh and Bob Marley and Ziggy Marley.
We had a episode last week about containing your collection and limiting yourself. And then I bought 11 new figures this week. So that's my life. And some other stuff, too. We'll get into it. But first, on a somber note, let's go over a couple things here. Rest in peace to our good buddy Tommy Sapienza. His father passed away. He's a good friend of the channel. Sorry to hear about the passing of his pops. That stinks. And kind of close to home for you, possibly, the wildfires. I don't know if you've seen them out in Maui and Hawaii.
Oh, videos are crazy. I only think I have like one person with a college with that lives in Maui right now. But pretty horrible, dude.
Look
like,
bad, just man. Just horrible really
scenes.
Bad.
Like a horror movie scenes, like, or, you know, disaster movies. So
yeah, they're bad. So crazy. Hopefully people were able to get out. I know there was some casualties, but not happy to see, especially when you live on an island, there's really nowhere to go. So
yeah, correct.
Tough. How have you been, man? What's new with you? We haven't talked. I got a little mini vacation coming up this weekend. I'm excited for
What? What are you, another vacation? Dude, this guy is
no. This is, I mean, it's, a vacation is the wrong word. It's like a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Because fucking school doesn't start for 3 more weeks, but camp is over. So we have to do something with my kid. I mean, he just can't stay at home by himself. He'll stick his finger in the socket or something. So it's this place called, I don't know if they have them all over the country, but it's called Jellystone. It's like a campground. You can bring an RV, but we're getting like a little cabin. And they have like a water park and miniature golf. They have like movies they show, a bunch of activities. Like laser tag and
what is this place?
It's kind of like, I don't know. It's hard to explain.
I'm on my way. I'll pack up a car.
Yeah, I got a fridge for beer, so I'm gonna hang out and
glamping.
Thinking about renting a little golf cart to ride around. They have those, and you know, just hang out.
Wow.
Yeah, and also I don't know if you ever seen them. Like they're like built into the ground, but it's like almost like a trampoline, but it's like a bubble. It's hard to explain.
Oh yeah, I see. Where you run and you can kind of bound off of them.
Yeah, it's like 40 feet long, and yeah, it's just so kids love that shit, and then all kinds of stuff for kids. It's basically just for my son, but a really good brewery.
Good trainer.
It's like an hour and 45 from here. It's still in Maryland, but there's a really good brewery that I can never, you know, I can't see myself driving 2 hours to this brewery, but it's called Kushwa, and they have really good beer. So I'll be like, okay. I think it's a mile from this place, so we'll stop there for sure. So I'm excited for that little break from work for just a couple days. But what about you? Wow.
Nothing. I mean, whatever. Did I do anything last weekend? I can't even. It's so bad. I can't even remember anymore. Like,
no, I can't.
I worked a little bit of OT for some cash. I work for one of those shady companies that pays us in cash.
Oh, that's always nice.
Never on the paycheck, which is nice, but awful. Like, because it burns a hole in your pocket.
Yeah.
Nothing this weekend, kind of low key. I'm heading out of town next Thursday, so we're going to try to record early. Orlando for a coworker / very good friend. He's getting married at Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville.
Oh man, that's Friday. Those are the best. Those are the best weddings, man. Jimmy
now,
Buffett.
Now this is. I don't want to stereotype, guys. I don't want to stereotype. I'm not that type of person. Let me just disclaim. But it is. I probably will be one of the 5 white people there. It is a black gentleman marrying a Puerto Rican woman. I have been training Darren's dance crews every single day, working on all my moves, all my 8 counts. I'm gonna be ready for this reception, dude.
You just blew my mind, because my racist ass just assumed it's like just the whitest white bread guy ever. But you're telling me a black dude and a Latino girl are getting married at Margaritaville?
Oh yeah, dude. I'm pumped. Like I'm thinking like I can wear anything I want to this wedding. I think. He was like, yeah, dude, last time I got married, I shouldn't bring that part up, but last time I got married, he's like, yeah, I wore Jordans with my tux. So now I'm like, oh, man, like, but what J's do you wear? Like, are all the grooms going to wear 1s? Like, I got to wear 6s? Or I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what's going to happen. So I get to take a little, take some chances on this one.
It's never good when the groom says the last time I got married, like it's a fucking trip to Disney World.
Yeah. He did hit me up today. He's like, hey, are you ordained still? It's like, I am, bro. I am. Do you need me to do this? He's like, no, but I think you need to legally marry me here in Connecticut just to save me some trouble. So,
wow.
But now I'm flying out Thursday night, visiting some friends, going to try to hit Hogan's Beach Shop in Orlando, and then I'm going to have lunch at Tin Roof by myself, the place where the Major Pod does their live show. Get some tacos and crinkle cut fries for lunch.
Wait, where's Zoe? She's not coming?
She is not going to go. She's going to stay home with the child. I think she's going to do a little 2-3 day weekend with her sister somewhere between here and Philly. So she's pumped.
Okay, nice.
And then I fly back, and immediately Mr. Sapienza will be picking me up, and we're going to take a ride up to Boston to go to Kowloon's for a couple days. So
wow, what a life you lead. Nice.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, don't forget you can wear whatever you want to Margarita, but no shoes, no shirt, no service.
As far as I know, yeah.
That's not
historically speaking.
That's not a Jimmy Buffett song. I think that's Kenny Chesney. But
I'm gonna rock that. Have you seen the meme going on Dusty? It's 5 o'clock Thumbway, baby.
Yeah.
It's him in a Speedo, so that's just gonna be me at the poolside.
I like that. So. Probably have some good apps at Margaritaville at least. Just do some
bro.
If you did a
we had one.
Go ahead.
We had a Margaritaville at the casino at Mohegan Sun.
Uh-huh.
And that was just like the spot, dude. They always had like a fun cover band and just crush beers, dude. I mean, I realized I hate Coronas back then, but I was a Landshark guy.
Oh, Landshark wasn't bad. That's not still around, but that was good.
Is it gone?
Oh, I don't see it anymore at all. No.
I'm going to start asking for it everywhere. Landshark, every one of those guys.
Wow. But that would be awesome to have. If I went to a wedding and all they had was appetizers, like just apps, like a table of apps,
it'd
be sick.
I made fun of them so bad at the engagement dinner because they brought out the food and it was literally wings and mac and cheese bites.
Oh,
and I was
gosh.
Like, really? 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 Just going to go ahead and feed into that? Okay. All right.
Yeah. Hey, man. It's both delicious.
I love it, dude. I love it. Oh, yeah. No Old Bay, though, here. Good. I don't need it.
Oh, no. Please.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be a fun wedding. Let me take some pictures. Go do some fig shopping
pumped,
down
dude.
There.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Fig hunting. All right, let's get into some news and notes. I did not write a script this week, full disclosure. I'm just going to use Fig Heel's Instagram account. Make sure you're following him. He always posts some good stuff. Let's start off with the news of the week, which is this random 4-pack from Target getting recalled. So right after we recorded, or maybe the Saturday after we recorded, I got a message from a little birdie. You know, because I'm an award-winning journalist, of course. And they said this was being...
And you broadcast, making you a broadcast journalist.
Broadcast journalist. Oh, man, that's a nice title. Yeah. Put that on the resume. That this 4-pack from Target, which was Becky Lynch, Rocky Maivia, Stone Cold, and Hulk Hogan, was getting recalled because someone... You know, it said Vince McMahon, but I'm assuming Vince McMahon has someone below him that puts this word in. But it had, like, a 60-year anniversary logo on it, and they didn't want that on it. It was supposed to be then, now, and forever, and it's somehow a bunch of them slipped out, and they recalled him, so, which is weird. I mean, they don't celebrate, like, 60 years. It was weird, like, a 60-year, like, when do they ever celebrate, like, 50 years? Like, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I guess that's not a thing. It's like, if Vince McMahon doesn't want to say how old he is, I guess that's a historically a thing. Like, I mean, the Major Pod, I mean, well, this comes out same time as Major Pod on Friday, but they were talking about, like, it's just anniversaries are not something they mention.
No.
Which is, I mean, for Raw, they will as a way to celebrate, but, like, they don't want to say how old the company is, which is pretty crazy to me. Like, that's at least a merch year every 10 years.
Oh, yeah. They celebrate legends and, like you said, like a 5,000th episode of Raw or something. But, yeah, it was weird because I if someone asked me how long WWE has been around, I wouldn't know if it was 40 years or 70 years. You know, they never talk about it. So it was weird to see that on packaging. So they recalled it. I actually saw it, 4 of them, at a Target that evening. I forget where we were coming back from. I made my wife stop there with my son, and I just popped out. They had 4 of them. I got to the self-checkout. They wouldn't let me buy it. And I said,
wow.
Why? You know, I said, we don't know. It just says on the computer, we cannot sell this. So I know a bunch of people have bought it in our Facebook groups, but a lot of people have split it up. They wanted a certain figure.
Yeah, a ton of people opened them.
Yeah, they sold one to one person. It was cool seeing that we talked about it last week, seeing in the group people kind of parceling them out. Who knows how many of them are still mint on card.
And a lot of dickheads. You know, some of these groups, like, dude, if you want to flip it for money, go on eBay. If you're in one of those groups that it's okay to do that, do it. But, like, you and I are in a couple of similar groups where people are just being dicks. Like,
yeah.
Oh, $40 a fig. Excuse me? Excuse me?
Yeah, they're coming back out with it now. They've already put a pre-order back up on the Target app. So it'll come out with new packaging. So if you don't care about the packaging, don't buy it off eBay or one of these scalpers. That'll come back out. But I was going to grab it just because it's probably going to be rare to see that logo on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, really weird. So we'll see what happens with that. That has not shown back up yet.
Yeah, I haven't picked mine up. I did have a local collector grab one for me, so I will grab it when I get a chance. I mean, I was just going to, if I found it, I was just going to go bring something else up.
Like a $20.
I was going to be like, oh, I'll just buy this Ultimate, whatever.
You just get
full, scan like return that one.
Yeah. I don't know if that would have worked, but I mean, you could probably haggle with somebody at Electronics. That was going to be my go to. Just go to Electronics and say, hey, dude, just scan this. Charge me for this amount, and I'll freaking buy you some coffee or McDonald's or something.
Oh.
Okay. So that was that. That should still come back out. People were dogging me because it said Vince McMahon, but I got that from the horse's mouth, and I'm sure, like you said, that was probably an edict that came down for not only that wrestling figure, but it was probably
I bet it was like Vince McMahon doesn't like anniversary, so it became
anything.
Vince McMahon wouldn't like this. We don't want the number on there.
Yeah, so. Don't brand it with that. You know, it slipped through the cracks at first. So yeah, but was pretty weird. So people are still finding it. We'll see if it's in your store. Send a picture to us. Post it in our Facebook group. We want to see it. There was another 4-pack that was announced from our good friends, quote unquote, at Figures Toy Company, who have us blocked on all social medias because we are constantly telling them how bad their figures are. This is actually pretty cool. A 4-pack Midnight Express 40th anniversary set with Dennis Condrey, Bobby Eaton, who recently passed away, Jim Cornette, and Stan Lane. There's different tiers. I think like there's a limit of 9 of them that are like $2,000 that come with all of their autographs.
$1,000, I think I saw it. I was like,
okay,
wow, that's crazy. It's like,
yeah,
a Bobby Eaton signed 8x10, which is, you know, was not worth that when he was alive, but it's, you know, it's obviously a ton of value because it's going to be rare now to actually get your hands on one if you already have one.
Yeah, it's a cool looking set. I mean, the thing I've been saying since it came out is I wish a company like Powertown or somebody with some actual talent at making figures did this because, you know, they just look like little Barbie dolls in the package. They look awful. The Cornette is, you know, the Cornette looks probably better than any of the other ones do, but it's just not like, it's a cool idea. It comes with like a lot of different pictures, a signed booklet of like all their achievements and stuff like that, and an 8x10. The most expensive one is the $999 one. I think there's only 9 available, and that comes autographed by all 4 members. The scrapbook does. So that scrapbook, I guess, was really hard to find or to come by when it came out years ago. So makes sense if there's only 9 of them. So check that out. FiguresToyCompany.com, I believe, is the website. I don't even know. But I like to see people like this get figures because some of these guys have been around for a while and just don't have anything out lately. I just wish it wasn't Figures Toy Company, but I guess beggars really can't be choosers. Jim Cornette.
It's just like, the Cornette stuff that has just sold so well that he just keeps going back to them. So as the one, I'm sure he just bought them all.
Oh, yeah. And he sells them on his website. Because
it's being distributed through him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's pretty smart. I mean, if it's not broke, don't fix it, I guess. Kind of thing. Pre-orders went up for the Sergeant Slaughter, Marty Jannetty, and Ric Flair, I believe. They go up on August. They close on August 25th. So those are up on pre-order. They ship in January. The Big Rubber Guys figures from the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast guys look pretty good. I don't know if we'll ever get a Sean to go with that Marty, but I love the suited Ric. I love the Sergeant Slaughter. Have you pre-ordered any of these yet?
I think I'm going to order Matt and Brian, and then I think I would pre-order Rick, I do. I mean, definitely not Marty. He's just not my. I just don't need a Marty Jannetty figure. And Slaughter is just somewhere in between. But it's like I have the ultimate Slaughter, and I just don't think there's ever going to be a better version of Slaughter to ever exist.
I agree.
And it's signed, and I'm good. And I met him once. I'm not going to pay to meet him a second time. So.
Yep. Yeah, I agree with you on that.
But the Flayer being in that suit is that particular outfit is.
Yeah,
that's for me, dude. Yeah,
you picture a promo from Flair. It's that suit, you know, on WCW or NWA, whatever it was. All right, let me pull up this here. That's available, like I said, majorpodmerch.com is the website to get those. We did see some reveals from our buddies at Grapplers and Gimmicks. They're doing a new Rockers. I don't know if this will be a 2-pack or a single release.
I believe there is a 2-pack, and then Al Snow is going to be a second Al Snow. Is that what I saw?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's a. Yeah. Let me see. Yeah. 2-pack. First time as tag team figures. So it'll be Leaf Cassidy, a.k.a. Al Snow, and Marty Jannetty. Same mold, I believe, which is a little bit lazy, but I guess it works because they wore matching outfits, saves a little bit on costs, and then, like you said, that we'll have a another retro Al Snow with the head from his like Attitude Era type gimmick. So I was always a big fan of Al Snow, friend of the podcast. He's been on the pod before.
Oh,
yeah,
early days,
yeah, early days, yeah, by myself, yeah, interviewing.
Yeah.
So yeah, he was a fun talk to. He's really a student of the game. Runs a wrestling school down there. Marty Jannetty. I mean, it's just, he makes the rounds more. So it'd be cool to get him a figure. I'm all for it. And I feel like
his pod start yet?
Is he on a pod?
Yeah, Party with Marty or something like that.
No way. With Conrad.
Yeah, yeah. I think
Conrad.
I don't know if it's a Conrad, but it's going to be in the Conrad probably format. The guy he's doing it with is an asshole. So
who's that?
Savage, I think he goes by the name Savage. He was the one at where MJF did that show for Brian, where he like kind of was an actual face. He was nice to fans. He was completely out of his normal character.
Yeah,
this guy was like walking around recording himself. He's in a suit. He's paid for a promo, and he's just trying to cut a promo on MJF. It was like,
oh god,
dude's pathetic, man. And I am not like tough talking guy. I'll say it to his face, I don't really care. Okay. He's just fucking weird, dude.
I don't know how good a podcast with Marty Jannetty would be when he can't really understand him too much anyway, but good for him for having Wi-Fi, I guess, at his home. We saw that we're going to get a MJF Adam Cole Micro Brawlers from Shop AEW later today. Is that a 2-pack or those solo?
I believe that's a 2-pack, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
They have those I'm confused about what's going on with AEW. Are those guys are fighting for the title?
But they are friends.
But they are friends. Storyline.
He's Max's first friend ever, and some of the vignettes are actually very funny. But
yeah, I've heard they've been doing pretty good work. Yeah, so it's been getting good ratings according to the Cornette show, because they've been recapping those tag team matches and the promos they've been doing. So okay, that makes sense.
And that's purely based on me watching AEW clips on Instagram on Thursday mornings.
That's all you gotta do.
That's what I know about this world.
Jake Hager limited to 400, so jump on it now. ShopAEW.com. This is the purple outfit with the purple hat. Jake Hager. Man, I forgot Jake Hager was still a thing, man.
Oh, yeah, dude. They did this whole like Jericho Appreciation Society broke up, and I was like, oh, yeah, Hager wrestles. That's cool. That's right. Forgot all about that.
Side note, complete side note here. And we talked about it in our Instagram chat with the fellas. Me and my son were trying to think of the best WWE wrestler who has never won a title. And the biggest name is obviously Jake the Snake. And we were trying to think of some others. And like,
world title or any title?
Any title. That's one, never won.
Tag team as well? Or
tag team as well. Tag team. Okay. Any kind of gold. The other name that came to mind was Vader. But there's not really too many guys. I almost thought of Baron Corbin, but he's won gold before. I think he was a U.S.
champion for a little
US
bit.
Champ.
Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously I think it was Money in the Bank too. Not that counts. It was really hard.
Oh, man,
I mean, Doink. I would put Doink up there. Doink is probably a top five.
Yeah, I give you that. Yep.
Because there isn't too many. Even guys that weren't ever anything, like Apollo Crews, won a title. Like, you know, Dominic has a title. Not that he's terrible or anything, but just like guys that you wouldn't even think.
Yeah, watch
of.
Your mouth, dude. Watch your mouth, bro.
Dirty Dom.
Mick Foley just shut off the pod, dude. Because of you.
Who else was I looking at in my display that's never had a title before? Tatanka? He's won? Because really
he tag, I think he won the tag team titles with Matt Hardy.
With Matt Hardy?
Yeah, I think he did, man.
They wrestled at the same time. I thought those guys would never even cross paths.
One of his comebacks, like in the mid 2000s, like the wreck era. Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea. Yeah. Tonka. I mean, if you're listening and you're yelling at TV, let us know. I mean, Adam Bomb. I mean, you really have to struggle for a guy that's never won a title. Did Crush ever win a title? Maybe.
I mean, he was like adopted into the tag team titles, right?
Well, did they have the titles when he was around? I honestly don't, I don't remember.
Yeah, no, he was in the match where they lost him to the Hart Foundation at SummerSlam.
I guess that counts, yeah. But yeah.
I think he actually gets pinned in that one, yeah.
Andre the Giant ever have a title besides the $1 million title?
Tag team title with Haku.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, good call.
The Colossal Connection.
And my son was thinking British Bulldog, but he was an IC champ. I think he was tag team with Brett for a little while.
Okay, Tatanka did not win. Okay.
Yeah, so he's up there, which is crazy to think of.
Oh, man, that's older. Like, now they kind of hot potato so many times. Or, I mean, they haven't recently, but, like, up until, a year ago, they would just hot potato all these titles that...
I mean, if you literally go to the WWE roster page and try to look at someone, I mean, there's no one that has never had a title before. I mean, I did it earlier. It's crazy.
Ricky Steamboat didn't win enough of them.
Yeah, that's true. Did he ever win
MVP? MVP had the U.S. title, but like, still, that seems like a disappointing amount of championship reigns for his talent.
What did Steamboat? Was Steamboat an IC champ ever?
Yeah, he beat Savage.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, cool. Good conversation off of Jake Hager. Thank you, Jake, for giving us something real to talk about.
Well, even though he did win, I mean, he was world champ, U.S. champ, yeah.
Him and Alberto Del Rio were champs at the same time. What a great time for professional wrestling. Our good friend Himuro Takahashi has a retro figure coming out from our friends at Ringside Collectibles. I think it's part of Epic Toys UK. They posted about it, and... they've done this before with Hayabusa, I believe. Was he a Ringside exclusive? I don't remember.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, I think it's Nerds doing it through Chella/Epic.
Okay.
But I don't know if it actually says Chella Epic. Maybe Jay White did, but I don't think Hayabusa did.
Yeah, very interesting. So you can buy that on Ringside. Ringside has a really good sale going on right now. I meant to tell you about this. I think they were doing like the... I forget what it was, July sale or, fucking summer sale or something. Now it's all in sale, and they get a bunch of elites super cheap. I mean, you're talking like less than $10 on 20 or 30 different elites here. Farouk, $10.99. That Baron Corbin I need to get, $10.99. And if you used a code to call up, it's 10% off. So I know you're looking at this Happy Corbin too, which is a great figure. I mean, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he's not the most popular name for kids. You know, it's kind of like a sad looking figure with the stain on the shirt and everything.
I think they just came out with so many. I mean, like, especially Walmart, like, you see these the shipper. Like, they just came out with so many at once that I think he just fell by the wayside, like, as far as like in person.
Yeah, that Zelina's like in all my stores.
Just, yeah. Oh, real? I don't think I've seen the Zelina. She's gone at all mine, but you see Becky 100, The Rock, Greatest Hits.
I see Cena, Ruthless Aggression a lot.
Yeah, yep.
Keith Lee Elite.
And then Baron and KO 101 or 102.
Oh, I definitely, this Ronda Rousey Elite 97 is going to be... That's going to be a runner for Peg Warmer of the Year. We're going to do that episode in the next month or so.
Bro, when that set came out, like, had it been maybe Halloween last year, and on Black Friday, even though I waited to, Black Friday 4.10, it was $7. A month after being released, it was $7.
Yeah, and so was the 98 Big E, Elite 98 Big E. Oh, they must have just gotten so much of them in, I guess. Because it wasn't...
Yeah, just...
Wasn't even in stores yet, like you said.
Yeah, brutal. brutal with it, that Ronda.
So I'm assuming
that's why that top picks is already 16. It's still like you can't move it. Nobody wants it.
I'm assuming we're gonna see a Labor Day sale followed by a Halloween sale, and then you're gonna get into, you know,
Thanksgiving and Black Friday.
Yes. So all these, if you see something you want, grab it. But a lot of these I would assume are gonna be available on Black Friday at probably $3 or $4 less than they are now. You can grab a ton of elites, a ton of Jazzwares figures for super cheap. But a great sale going on right now. Check it out, ringsidecollectibles.com. I'm trying to see some of these Hogan figures I thought would sell out have not sold out, like the Mr. America, the SummerSlam one, the Cameron Grimes ringside. That one's going to go down super cheap, I feel like. Remember how cheap that Undertaker was? I sold you one of those.
Dude, but Cameron, I mean, we're almost a year and a half of that thing being out. It's just...
Yeah.
Surprise doesn't drop that much.
Another Treehouse beer for my trip up to Connecticut, Massachusetts.
I know, I only brought one noon up here. I blew it, man. Oh, no. It's gone. Nah, I don't need it that bad.
All right. So that's, yeah, good ringside sale going on there. Should we get into our weekly purchases, Nick Thompson?
Sure, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
All right, it's my favorite part of the show, baby. It's weekly purchases. Got a lot to talk about here, man. Maybe one of my bigger weeks. A lot of stuff came in from Ringside, some Mattel Creations. You sent me some stuff. Tommy Paradise sent me some stuff.
Yeah, why don't you start, and I'll do a little halftime show, and then you finish up.
Okay. All right, I got these, starting off real quick with these. Beautiful beers from the Major Wrestling Figure podcast you sent me. I still need to pay you for these. I haven't forgotten. Major Wrestling Figure IPA. This is Bolero Snort. It's a terrible name for a brewery. Bolero Snort Brewery in New Jersey. Supposedly these are really good, so I'm excited. I got two of these. I'll probably drink one and keep one.
That's what I figured.
The label is pretty cool. I like all the different graphics of all their different gimmicks and shit like that on there. It's pretty cool. I bought this from our buddy Travis Hotard from Omega Level Comics. He's on obviously on Instagram, but he's on Whatnot. This is a suited regular Brody Lee, which I have not seen in stores before. I bought it.
Dude, loose. Is that back up on Ringside or no?
I don't think
it is.
Yeah, I don't.
It's like they just sold the Chase and then that they never brought that back.
Yeah, when I saw it, I had to grab it because I don't see it in stores, and I don't think I've, like, it's not like I've been waiting around to see it up on Ringside. Let me pull it up
here. There's been no new AEW in anywhere, right? I almost want to ask that in the Fake Cave and the Major Pod. Like, has anybody seen anything past Series 10 or Series 5, I would say?
How about you? At San Diego Comic-Con, you announced this Jazzwares Vault thing. No real explanation. Obviously, it's probably going to be just a knockoff Mattel Creations, but no further word. No like Instagram Live about it. No like post.
No
about
like
it.
Sign up now for email.
Yeah. Like, no like I mean like release one figure on there to get it out of your system or something. No, just it'll be 2 months before anything happens on there. It's just I can't bash Jazzwares again here, dude. You got me going down the path of bashing Jazzwares. But this is a great figure. This suited figure, I love the vest. The face looks great. The side, I don't know, it just feels like a really well-built figure. So I will give Jazzwares their props on this. And I thought it was a good deal. So I bought that off of his Whatnot stream. I got the...
I'm sorry. There is an email sign up. It does make you confirm that you're 13 years old.
Okay, that's good. How do you confirm that? Yeah, what is a really what, quick is, on what, that, what does a boob look like? That's the question.
Yeah.
Well,
I think they do Brody really well. Actually, that he
they do.
I mean, they have a beard covering half his face. They should be okay.
I have the chase of that too. No big deal. Yeah. I have the Brother Love. I got both of these. My buddy Darius, I met up with him after last week's pod. I've opened one and I have one mint on card. I think the face is a little too red on this. A little too red. He looks
a little too far with that, but
needs to take some blood pressure medicine.
They're probably not going to pay Bruce. They don't need to pay Bruce.
And he needs to be a little bit thicker. He's a little skinny here. I think Brian on the Major Pod said it right. They need to use that Kevin Owens figure, you know, the belly on that for this. But a good figure. Good figure. Here's the piece de resistance. This Muhammad Ali.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
This packaging. Fuck the figure. Don't give a shit about the figure. This packaging is amazing. Just the detail they went into with all. You didn't get this yet?
No. I got my other Comic-Con purchase, but I've not got my Ali, so.
Let me open this up here. I do love how.
This is the Mustafa Ali 2-pack. San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, his Retribution look. I love the magazine look to the box. I love the magnet.
Yeah, I thought that was a cool touch.
There's a magnet that literally snaps it closed. I don't know how to get the film off of here, but you do see like the boxer Muhammad Ali on one side with a little description, and the referee on the other side. It's just a well built, like, cool, like, if someone came into your fig cave and saw this, like, obviously number one, they probably know who Muhammad Ali is, and they would look at this. I'm just wondering, Nick, with these ultimates now, are we displaying them outside of the spot? Like that gobbledygooker, am I displaying that outside of the box?
I know, dude. I was going to get Hogan signed from the first one, and then I have Jake signed from the second one. That it's like, and even Slaughter from the Comic-Con a couple years ago. Like, I have two out of three signed, going to get the third signed. It's like, am I supposed to open these and like pan it out, or does that take up too much room? And then,
yeah, it's tough. Stuff, but this is beautiful. This is still available on Mattel Creations. This was a bomb, dude. No one wanted this. These San Diego Comic Cons always sell out. Like, I don't remember a San Diego Comic Con exclusive that did not sell out within like 5 minutes, and it's still
even. I think last year maybe it went an hour, and that was like that was probably a big number gauge. Like, oh, we got to sell this. We got to bump this up and make some more money. But I think they just didn't get the crossover they were expecting. I think wrestling fans bought it, and then they didn't get the crossover. And I think the doubling up days is gone for a lot of people.
Yeah, I've talked to a lot of people that have stopped that because there's just so many. Now there's three per series. You got the Walmart ones, the Amazon ones, the Target ones, blah blah blah. It's a lot. Got this 4-pack.
Oh yeah, beautiful.
The packaging on this. Again, this is, I'm holding up the 4-pack of defining moments. This is the Cody with the torn pec, the Mankind Mick Foley from the Hell in the Cell match, and then a Brett and a Shawn, which are just a wet fart, dude. Just the face. I don't feel like opening this up. The boxes are tiny, and the face on the Shawn just looks like a zero emotion, like almost like a puppet from Crank Acres.
Are they smaller than normal elites? Or, like, are they smaller than the normal ringside boxes?
Let me see. I will open it.
Don't open it if you don't want to. You don't have to break the tape. No, don't break the tape for me.
No, I've already broken the tape. They feel tiny.
Yeah, is that? That's what the new Legend's going to look like, I think.
Yeah, I could see. Oh,
that's the same shape,
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
They're like the size of like a Bible, like a little tiny.
Now, box. Are they going to do a box like that for the Foley 3-pack? Like, that's what they need to do at least. It's like, if you order all three, it at least comes in this shipper, because there's just no, why would I buy all three?
Supposedly Foley was pissed that that is not a 3-pack in one box.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense that they would do it that way.
What is this Bret Hart in just a plain black jacket, man? Come on.
That's bitter Bret Hart. That which covers 95% of his career. That's bitter Brett.
Bret Hart and Roddy Piper were no strangers to each other. This is from WrestleMania 8.
That's what?
Yes, what it says on the back. I know. I thought this was like end of like. I thought this was Hart.
Look, I love that match, dude. I love that match.
It's a great match.
The roll up, you know, the roll up pin on the back. But does that deserve it? Is that a defining moment in his career? No, dude. What?
I will keep collecting those, because I think those are like twice a year we get those, and they're elites.
Yeah, so I think it's gonna be once a year, actually. I think is what.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not terrible, you know.
Right, you price wise, so. You want to go for a little bit here? You're gonna steal my thunder on something that I was about to do. I guess we can pull.
No, not at all. I think I got something, but I think I'm just gonna let you do it, because I don't want to get mine down. Okay. Just because I think the price on the topics is not bad, and obviously I was gonna get, I have the SummerSlam one, or I just picked up the SummerSlam one, but I grabbed Jimmy Uso top picks. Dude, 9 out of 10 stores, these boxes are trashed.
Yes. Yeah.
But I like that they're still $19.99 as opposed to the other elites, which are $22, $23, whatever it is. So
yeah, it's good. It's a good thing.
Back to the pro wrestling tees stream, dude.
Man, you're
I got Tommy Paradise's girl.
Oh, that's
$3 for an 8x10 for Ruby Riott.
Signed $3 for $3.
Why not? Why not?
Yeah.
Some of the socks, I got the Acclaimed Super Kick socks that I guess are out of the crate. Nice. It's a punk socks.
Okay.
So whatever. Again, I think I paid, they were $3 for each of those items in the store. So I did get the new set of superstars. Typhoon, Rock, Savage, and Mr. T.
Yeah, you're one of the first people that have seen those in stores, I feel like.
They were on sale, man. It was crazy.
That is crazy. $7 each. Wow.
Five bucks each. They were marked incorrectly. What are you going to do? I don't know what to tell
you.
That's
crazy, man.
That's crazy.
I'm waiting for my Ultimate Warriors to go down to somebody's. I think Mitchell Craig, our buddy who was on the pod a couple weeks ago, posted $2 in his store for that Ultimate Warrior Superstars.
I think 4 at one is the lowest I got. 4.
My store literally has 25 of them, and I'm going to buy 15 of those. If they go down to $2 each, I'm going to buy.
Oh, I might split it with you just for the toy drive. I might just split it with you.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. Just good fodder. Also, as your kid gets older, man, just gifts for like people for birthday parties and shit.
Bro, I won't go through all the layers, but I just caught a little bug on Comic-Con. Mattel Creations.
I do kind of want to see that.
All right, you ready? Okay, so no, I'll try to keep it away from the microphone.
Let me see the box that has the picture of what it is, because this is the Jurassic World box set.
Steven Spielberg, yeah, Jurassic Park, Steven Spielberg. So this is the box it was shipped in. This is the cardboard box in which they want you to cue the music. Okay.
This is from Mattel Creations or Target?
This is from Mattel Creations.
Okay.
So now I open that, and now we have a Jurassic Park box.
Wow, that's a cool looking
beautiful
box.
Beautiful. Looks like it.
A VHS.
I would say it looks like the VHS, but I mean it's just a black box. It's Jurassic Park. So
yeah, but that's what they were going for. I'm sure. Did you see the original Jurassic Park is coming back to theaters for the anniversary in 3D?
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
If I had a child that was old enough, that would absolutely be something we did.
Definitely gonna drag Nash to that. Yeah.
And then now
a third box is a smaller. Oh my god.
So that's.
All right, here's a glare. Let me see it. It's like a director's. Oh, it's Spielberg.
The click clack. Yeah. Then Spielberg directing.
Oh wow.
With a dinosaur.
That's cool.
So
nice.
It is pretty awesome. Pretty awesome display. So. A lot of layers. Oh, I didn't know it. Okay.
Oh, dude. That's awesome.
That makes sense, though. Click clack. And then I picked this up. There is a autograph promoter that represents Dan O'Brien. And I got this for a extremely cheap price. A signed, unmatched Dan O'Brien.
Mm.
This figure, because it has not been on ringside forever, it's $35 to $40. His auto is almost $100, and I got it for half of that. Barely half of that. Unreal.
You would have gotten it for cheaper if you wouldn't have sent me the link, and then I bid.
No, we were bidding on the Elite. The Elite went for...
Oh, that's right. You're right. My bad.
The Elite went for $32 signed.
Insane.
So, yeah. That's where I got the Andrade, and then another one for next week.
How did you find that? You were just searching stuff on eBay, and it came up, or?
So, whoever, I mean, I don't want you guys to bid against me. Should I say it? I don't know.
No,
save
it for the page. Yeah, you can say
okay.
It if you want to.
The big event, who does the events in New York, and then they promote a certain amount of people, or certain roster, kind of like at other events like WrestleCon and stuff.
Yeah.
They sell, you know, the extra stuff they have signed. But it does not seem like they have a lot of followers. I got the Andrade Basic signed for $21.
And they have their own like eBay page, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and they're one of those asshole people. Tommy Paradise, that does the at everyone on their Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
And it's always to the William Shatner signing or a lot of great eBay sales about to end.
Oh,
yeah. So.
Hey, that's, I mean.
Signed Kurt Angle medals, Big Show signed Captain Insano autographs, all very inexpensive. So.
Yep. Good shit.
But with DB and Andrade, there's not much else I need. So good for a while.
Nice.
What? All right, let's keep going. Let's see what else you got. Let's see this piece to.
Oh, first I got some Gunnar Henderson rookie cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 from eBay and a couple from our buddy James Melton in the Facebook group. I traded him a Kane Legends for a couple of these. My favorite player right now plays for the Orioles. Obviously, if you're not a baseball fan, probably one of the better young players in the league. I think he's going to blow up. I'm just taking kind of a buying stock in him before the playoffs. I think he's going to do really well. 22-year-old kid.
Smart. I mean, that's what card collecting is now, is that it's just hedging your bets and trying to invest in some rookies.
So, yep. All right. I see it behind you. I bought one. I wish I bought two.
I bought two.
This Logan Paul Ultimate Edition is a clear-cut winner right now for the figure of the year. I'm going to open it right now again. I've opened it several times. Just the accessories, the box art, the color, it pops. I mean, there's nothing bad you can say about this. Comes with the extra arms, two extra heads.
I don't like that he's not covered. I don't like that I could touch the figure.
I love that. You don't like that?
Where is he going to sign, dude?
You going to get Logan Paul's autograph? No fucking way, dude.
Dude, they just got Jake Paul. They're absolutely going to get Logan Paul to sign. Come on. Fitterman just got Jake Paul after his fight last week.
Where are you going to get the ultimate Cody design? You're sending that in?
That window is plastic in front of him, isn't it? Or is it the same as this?
No, it's the same as this, but it has a ramp. It has a ramp that folds down, like that covers the figure.
I thought it was still plastic. It's not plastic that's covering it.
No, you can feel the figure.
Shit.
Yeah, I'll save you some
money. I'll just put a piece of Saran wrap over Cody's over Cody. Yeah, I'll glue it. It's fine.
Great looking figure. I mean, I don't know if it'll show up on ringside now. Because the Cody Ultimate showed up there way before I got mine. But the box is great. I mean, it looks awesome. I can't say enough about it. I think he's wrestled 4 or 5 times. He's put on some banger matches on. I don't care if he's a douchebag and people don't like him. I mean, he's probably one of my favorite wrestlers to watch right now.
I mean, I listened to DDP on Chris Van Vliet today, which, dude, that's a great, quick consumption pod. I don't know if I said that on here before, but I just enjoy it.
It bears repeating because it is
good. But DDP was on for his 500th or whatever, 200th, whatever his anniversary is that he's celebrating. And he's like, I guess Triple H said it perfectly. He said, he has no business being as good as he is.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Kurt Angle started. I mean, he came in and started training and was like, people were blown away that he could do all the stuff he could do. Some people are it's just like any sport. I mean, you're just a natural. You just like can do everything. I mean, that match against Ricochet was a perfect example. I mean, he pulled out some insane moves in that match that you don't see from too many people that can't do it without botching stuff. So,
and I don't even feel like it's all high spots either.
No, facials. I think it flows. A lot of facials, a lot of like selling to the crowd, being a total douche. And I think, you know, just keep him a heel. I mean, when he comes and goes, people are going to cheer for him because whenever somebody comes back, they always cheer for them.
Yeah.
So it's kind of tough, but I mean, he's money, dude. I think he could be a special guy for them for a long time. And I think, you know, now that WWE's making the money they're making, they can pay a guy like that to be almost semi-regular, you know? Shit. Paying a lot of people that are worse a lot more.
100%. At least some of them are retiring themselves as of last Saturday, so I won't miss you, Rhonda. I won't miss you out there.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out. I actually put a picture together of all the stuff I got this week. Let me see if I'm missing anything. Oh, the little Macho Man stuffed plush I got from Tommy Paradise from Running Pod. As soon as he sent it, it showed up at all my Walmarts, but not his fault. Needed it for the Macho Man collection behind me here, so I have that now.
If Mike Lanham ships me something, I will see it the next day.
Of course. Yeah, that's how it is. I think that is it. I decided I'm going to open all my Penta figures.
Okay.
Just get them. Just one small collection I can get out of the package. I think they're really cool looking, so they would look good on like a display by themselves. They're super toyetic, so not that anybody cares or was wondering, but I'm gonna be. Well, I mean, people might want to know. I'll be doing a YouTube video of opening all five or six of them. So he has a bunch of figures. So once I get that new one, probably from Ringside, and eventually. I feel like if I mow my grass myself and I don't pay somebody $50, I should then get like kind of a $50 coupon to spend on myself, right? Because we saved that money.
Bro, I once tried to lobby my parents. I was like, "Hey, James got an allowance, right? And it was to take care of me, right?" And they go, "Yeah." I said, "Well, he's in college. Wouldn't I get what? And I take care of myself. Like, shouldn't I get that money?" To take care of myself. I thought I should be paid to take care of myself. So sure I understand.
Mama,
I'll justify anything.
Mom, I'm still alive. I didn't die.
I've been watching myself for years now.
Yeah. Wow. Anything else?
Hey, give me what I want. Pay me what I'm worth.
Anything else on your end?
Anything else? No, just some old defenders for the red box defenders that awful red box elites, just because I got some auto ones that I want to get into boxes and put them aside. Yeah. I hate how tall they are, though. They do not sit on the shelves that I want them to sit on.
Somebody put in the Facebook group about having a restaurant in your house, and I wanted to bring this up to you on the pod here.
Oh, they're gonna love this. Tommy and DJ are gonna love this. Just stealing their discussions.
They just talked about it on their pod. I haven't listened.
Oh, they're going to.
They recorded last night.
I'm assuming they did. That was one of the discussion points. So we're going to talk about this on the pod. So.
Oh, yeah. Fuck them. So, yeah. We can talk about it before. No, but it is a good conversation, because if I was rich enough to have any kind of restaurant in my house, it's tough, because the easy answer is something delicious like a McDonald's, but I can't eat that every day. If it's in my house, I'm going to eat it every day. So what can I order from that's not super unhealthy? But that is
Chipotle.
Chipotle. That's the answer, I think.
Yeah, Chipotle.
Yeah.
And then if you're talking, so like I assumed it was all fast casual. Like, because nobody's going to want, some people are going to choose fast food, but like I can't have fast food in my house.
Unless it's like a breakfast, place, like a bagel place that you eat, I don't know. That's still not healthy, but you can.
And to me, it's franchises like more than one state, not like, oh, Buddy's Bagels has four locations. That's not a franchise to me.
No, a Dunk. I mean, it would make a Dunkin' or Starbucks just to get coffee every morning made for you. That would be pretty clutch, even if you didn't order the food. It's the food at Dunkin' is dog shit.
I do think if you're talking like a bar and grill, though.
Oh.
That could just be a discussion in general. I mean, like, even just a draft of that, like, who you'd pick for that. But Outback, I think, is what I want in my house.
Outback, wow.
Okay. Mostly grilled, like, allegedly, or even...
I know you're a big shrimp. Big shrimp guy.
Roadhouse, but then nobody with a peanut allergy could ever come to my house, so I'll stick with Outback.
I saw someone get proposed to at a Roadhouse, I tell you that.
Was it... You? Did you do?
No.
Your friend.
No, it was in Pasadena, so they were probably both related. But, pretty exciting. But I do love Roadhouse. Roadhouse is great.
Yeah,
I've never had a bad meal at Roadhouse. So, I mean, it's basically the same thing as a Outback, right? I mean, there's not too much different.
Yeah, the peanuts on the floor.
I don't like that part of it.
I think there's I think there's a little more fried on the menu.
How about a sports bar? I mean, there's no good, as much as...
What are you talking about, like an Arugas? You want an Arugas?
I don't know what that is.
Maybe it doesn't count.
Arugas.
Dude, there's this place, Arugas. They opened one on the Mohegan Sun.
Sounds like a cartoon. Like a cartoon sound.
It was on the Mohegan Sun property, and it was just like, it was good, but I just knew it wouldn't last. I knew just didn't have the traffic the way they wanted to, but it was like really good wings on Sundays, and
Have a World of Beer.
Good burgers.
You have World of Beer up there?
We have a couple. I've been once or twice to them. So.
I don't remember how the food is, but I mean, that would be cool to have in your house. Just you never had to buy beer again.
Yeah, there was a bar right off campus when I went to University of Hawaii that it was 120 taps.
Wow.
right off camp. Like I could walk 45 seconds from one of the 9 places I lived in that one year. But
in Hawaii, you wouldn't think that. Yeah. I mean, it'd probably be expensive to bring all that stuff in,
bro. It was awesome. Just yeah. You know, I mean, 10 were always kicked, but they had so many taps. Still, it was like,
shit. Yeah, that's awesome.
They would be like, oh, this one kicked. You have a half pitcher. Do you want us to mix yeah. it with something else? And sometimes you'd be like, fuck it. Yeah, mix it.
Well, who cares? I won't be.
Yeah. What's the next similar or something completely different?
But I think, for food wise, it's Chipotle. You can go healthy. You can go without the rice if you want to. You can get,
I could eat it every day. I mean, I think.
I could.
Yeah.
Definitely just the chicken with, like, I would probably get sick of, like, sour cream and salsa before I get sick of the meat. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So I don't eat, obviously I've discussed before, I don't eat vegetables. I'm not a sour cream guy. And I only like to dip in the hot salsa, like, you know, a little bit of spice. I get the kids meal. I get the kids tacos all the time. Cause they're like, it's like $9 for 2 kids meals. And I just get 4 tacos, but you only get 3 ingredients per order.
Oh, okay.
So you get like, I'll be like, oh, I want steak with this one, pork with this one. I need cheese in both. Rice with this one, beans in the other. And I have 4 great little tacos.
Okay.
I eat the chips on the way home, apple juice in the fridge.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like your style.
Yeah, so it's nice, dude.
I always get the chips there, and I always regret it because they're just, I don't know. If they're not
now, fresh. That is one thing, like Moe's was the other big one before kind of Chipotle started putting more locations in.
Yeah.
The chip situation at Moe's is way better. It's better chips. You got the salsa bar.
They have like a lime flavor to them, don't they?
Yeah. And you could just keep asking for more. People didn't know that, but you could go up to Moe's and be like, can I get more chips?
Oh, really?
And they would just keep refilling your basket as much as you want. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there was one.
And I would just dump them into a bag, into its own bag.
On campus when I was in college, and that I went to Moe's probably 2-3 times a week.
Moe's? Shit. That's,
yeah, it was dangerous.
It's bad for me.
Yeah, it was bad.
Hawaii had a Taco Bell, a Jamba Juice, and a Starbucks.
Wow.
And that was just like, I miss Dunkin' though. All of Hawaii, there was like 2 Dunkins on the whole island.
Oh.
That was tough for me.
Yeah, I bet. What else was I gonna say? I just couldn't. McDonald's, I is a guilty pleasure, but in your house all day, 24/7, you would just die in like a month. It'd just be no good. So
I love Chili's too, dude. I'll take the chip. The chips and salsa would ruin my life.
I love a good Applebee's. Or TGI Fridays. Oh, TGI Fridays.
That's the worst.
TGI Fridays, not Applebee's.
Yeah, TGI Fridays do with the Jack Daniels menu. Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And they have great pretzels with Kraft beer cheese soup. If it's still on the menu.
I
haven't been in one in 10 years, so who knows?
It looks like all the major wrestling figure podcast kind of Remco style figures are on sale too. The 2 packs are $30. The individual ones are $17.99. Just saw it in one of our Facebook groups that we're in. So pretty good savings on there. So that is the thing. I mean, you can say what you will about Ringside trying to like gouge people, quote unquote, when they get new stuff in. But they're pretty good about consistently lowering the price on stuff and making sure everything gets discounted. So
dude, there is just, I mean, we're in another group that, whatever, if you guys are listening, I'm sorry, but there's some really dumb people in some of these groups that are just like, man, Ringside's bullshit, $27. Like, do you not understand why it's $27?
Yeah.
It is the retail, plus you're getting it early.
That's not going to be in stores for fucking 6 months.
Yes. It's if you don't understand why it's $27, $28, $29, then you just do not, you are new or you never decide to pay attention.
I can't believe
that's the thing. You'll save $7, but you gotta wait.
I can't believe I didn't start the show with this. I signed my fucking son up for fall ball for baseball. Okay, he's playing soccer, taekwondo, and baseball in the fall. Baseball just got an email like he's never done fall ball. There's only 2 teams, and they just play each other. It's more about like kind of learning, I guess, because a lot of the
skills,
because there's just not a ton of kids that sign up for it. Games are Sundays at 1:30 p.m., dude. What the fuck am I going to do for football season? Just record it, I guess?
Dude, that's...
I mean, it's like 5 minutes from my house, but still, the game is probably 2 hours, so I got to turn my phone off so I don't see the fucking results every week?
It's tough.
Fuck.
I have a good friend of mine that his daughter... is in the cheerleading world, and competitive cheerleading are weekend competitions.
Oh yeah, I bet.
And they run from November to February. And I was like, dude.
Dude.
Just so you know, I was like, he's a huge Bills fan. I was like, you're fucked, bro. He's yeah. like, I was like, now some of these competitions have learned to make a dad's lounge.
Oh, that's
like smart. Where they put some food out and they have the games going. So, parents, you know, some dads get popped. Nice. But I was like, but you have to be ready for how you're going to watch it. So,
man, I
already got YouTube TV. It's fine. I'm ready. So,
yeah, I need to get that because Nash is going to want to watch it too. So, I guess we'll go to the game and then just come back and watch the Ravens game. I'm sure it'll get spoiled for me somehow. My wife just texted me laughing about it.
That's like when I played indoor soccer and it was games would be 11:30 at night on a Sunday. Mm. Like what? That's who how many subs do we have? I can't run a whole game.
Ooh, how about a sub place in your house?
Oh,
because Jersey Mike's, you can get the bowl, you can get it without the bread if you want. What is the good sub place nowadays? Because Subway, I haven't been to in years.
Subway is what it is. It is. You know exactly what you're getting when you go there.
Fast food, the subs.
Quiznos is good, but they got more expensive and the sandwiches got smaller.
We actually went to Potbelly's last weekend. It was not bad. I hadn't been there.
I think we only have like two in the whole state.
Yeah, they're dwindling. They're probably going to be gone soon. Jersey Mike's pisses me off because they make the subs and they put it on the counter. They have like a little tiny cutting board, like fucking 2-inch long cutting board, and they just stack all the sandwiches like right on like the stainless steel counter. I'm just like, just get a long cutting board. Just get fucking, you know, I don't know. Bothers me. But
the
they make a good
the pod that I like, that All Fantasy Everything, where they draft, you know, they have fantasy drafts every week. But they used to theorize how they were like, when this all they wanted was when you were done slicing. They were like, dude, all that extra meat that just they called it meat dust, all the shavings, and all the pieces. They were like, why can't you just sprinkle that on my sub, dude? He's like, if you just put some meat dust on my sandwich, no matter what sandwich you get, they're like, it would just change everything.
A little McFlurry, like meat,
yeah, just like shit, ham, turkey, roast beef, bologna, just sprinkle it on, man.
I can't believe I have to drive to the airport tonight to pick up my father-in-law.
Yeah,
it's gonna be awful.
How far? Was it 35?
No, 15 minutes at the most. It's pretty close, but I just don't. It's more about the awkward chit-chat I'm going to have to make with them on the way back. I pretend to care about things. That's the worst. All right, I think we filled almost an hour here with not too much news. I would keep an eye on these ringside sales, guys, if you're looking for something. This Brody Lee 2-pack with -1 with his son, $24.99. That actually went down quite a bit. That was like a $50 2-pack, wasn't it?
I think it was a little bit lower during Black Friday last year, but that's a really good price, dude. It's I'm looking at it right now, dude. Great presentation on it. It's like all their exclusives have really good presentation. So
yeah,
Blood and Guts or the regular ones are very cool. So
could pop that -1 head off, make a little Nash Gentile custom if you want.
That's the Dom head, yeah, baby Dom head.
Put the Dom head on there. Yeah,
yeah.
Paint the hair blonde.
It's a skinny kid, man. That's a skinny dude.
Yeah, you have to add a little bit. You have to put the Brother Love body on this little kid.
Dude, Tony Khan had to shit a brick at Mania, right? When Cody gave him the belt before his match.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Tony Khan had to shit a brick on that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Or snort a brick. One of the two.
Yeah, well.
Hey-o.
Got him.
That's it for me, folks. Thank you guys for listening. Give us some nice 5-star reviews on iTunes if you want. Most importantly, we work hard on this pod if you want to support us. It's $1 per month to join our run-in podcast Patreon. It's patreon.com/run-in pod. You get access to our Facebook group. Most importantly, we do live fig hunts, unboxings, bunch of giveaways. We talk wrestling, bunch of fun, you know, guys being guys, you know, a couple girls in there, but mostly guys being guys.
Yeah, and I did not win the homage giveaway, dude. That was bullshit.
It was bullshit. But yeah, there's another one next week, next month. There's a bunch of giveaways from the Run-In Pod, but it starts at $1 per month. Pretty fun. And we have fantasy football coming up. Our good buddy Chad Miller. Is that his last name, Miller?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why I was blanking on his last name, but I knew it was Miller. He's going to be in the group too. So we have, I think, 4 or 5 spots left. If you want into our Fig Cave Fantasy Football League, give me a shout. We will. We want people that listen to the pod that are active listeners to join. It's always a fun league to do, so hit us up. Anything to add before we get out of here, Nicholas?
Nah, man. Wash your hands. People are still getting sick, you know.
Yes.
Don't be one of those people. To wash your hands, wear a mask if you need to. I don't know.
Actually,
don't wear a mask unless you're flying. Only if you're flying should you wear a mask.
I think next week we are not going to. We're going to record, but we're not. We're going to record a normal episode. We're going to do some quick interview, 30-minute quickie episodes that will pepper in over the next weeks and months with some folks in the community, collectors, store owners, designers, wrestlers,
wrestlers and wrestlers,
fake photographers,
grapplers, gimmicks,
big rubber guys, big guy rubbers.
Yeah,
we need to start all that up. So it'll be fun. So we will have an episode next week, but it will be kind of different. But
Nick really missed the boat not selling a big guy rubbers shirt.
We should make that. Just have Zach just change around the words.
Yeah, just change the logo. Yeah. I'll wear it to Calhoun's. Piss him off. Yeah.
I have a Fig Cave tour video coming in the next month or two. I need to get someone to come over here and film it for me that knows what they're doing. You need to film one.
I tried to do this last week. There was a painter on one of my jobs. Super nice guy. And I was like, we just started talking about wrestling. I was like, yeah, I actually collect figures, this and that. And he's like, oh, my son does. You think you could shoot a video? So, yeah, I'd love to.
A video of what? Of just your room?
I thought it'd be like a cool little practice in the room. Like, let's see what it looks like. I couldn't get it under 2 minutes to send it to him. Like, to send him a small file. I had to split it in half.
Yeah.
No, so
it's good for YouTube, also, but you can't, yeah.
Also, I'm sure the same way, guys. Maybe I should just do like a live and just have people be like, oh, zoom in on this, tell a story or something like that. And maybe that's what we could do, but I'm so like anal about this. Like I just keep moving things around. I have stuff on my floor that I want to get to the shelf. I get it all cleaned up and then I bring in something else and I want to move it around. Oh, I want to display this. Mm-hmm. I need more shelves. It just,
I think everyone like, listening not be knows happy. Exactly what you're talking about. We're all the same, but so it is tough to make a video when, you know, it's going to change. You're not happy with everything, but
yeah,
YouTube is a way to put it because I think you can take your time. As long as you're on Wi-Fi, you can upload. It takes a couple minutes. But it is tough because I have so many collections here that are not just figures that mean a lot to me that are signed or, you know, the Macho Man, the Kurt Angle collection. So it'll be fun to see. And we are adding some folks to our team to hopefully do some cool unboxing videos and fig counts for our YouTube. So we're getting there. We're, you know, we still have to our day jobs and our families and stuff, and we gotta take care of that shit first.
Bro, I was supposed to put cameras in for a friend of mine for his wife in September last year.
He can watch his wife, or
no? She just was. She's, you know, just it was just like, hey, it's a small business. Like, can we put some cameras in? And I don't feel like I have a free day to do this, man.
Yeah,
I feel like I don't have a free 3 hours to research. Be like, this is the cameras you should get. I just feel like I drove by the place the other day. I was like, I suck. But I don't feel like at no point was I spiteful. Like, I'm not going to do it.
He's not going to pay you. I mean, you can do it on.
Not even a money thing. Like, dude, the guy hooked me up on the flooring in my kitchen downstairs. And like, I'm just an asshole. An asshole. But I never was like, no, I'm not going to do it. I can't even blame the kid. It's just busy with fucking life, man. It sucks.
Life does catch up to you, man. It definitely time flies when you have a family and you're just, you know, I don't know. It's hard to explain. One of the interviews we have for next week, our good buddy from Threadheads, the owner of I'm sure you've heard of Threadheads. They make a bunch of custom t-shirts. Oh, yeah. They do some cool play sets. That's Rob Litch, and he's going to come on and talk to us about how he started the company, what he's got going on, because I just posted about it on our Instagram. He was making some cool Pokemon necklace stickers for the Ultimate Logan Paul with some Prime bottles. Him and Dougie Nunya cooperated on that. Sold out in like 10 minutes. I mean, people were loving it. So a bunch of cool stuff. I think they did like a barbershop window kind of play set from them. They're doing the WCW Nitro stage. So all kinds of cool stuff. So we need to talk to him and see how he builds this stuff and how he got into it and all that. So we really want to do some cool, quick, like 30-minute interviews with people that are separate from a normal episode to give you guys some cool extra content to listen to. And yeah, that's about it. I didn't mention this. I'm taking my son to his first football game on Saturday. This fucking kid gets to go to a Ravens game. Then we're going on this trip to this place. He doesn't even know we're going to eat that place. But this is 8 years old. It's his first football game. Let me just get some upper level seats because he's not going to be able to see if he's real close. That was my kind of like rationalizing it. So one of the beer vendors I know is like, hey, I'll give you these tickets like $25 each. I was like, oh, perfect, cool, you know, whatever. We'll check out some tailgates, blah, blah, blah. So I had put a post on Facebook about it, like, hey, I want to take my son to a game. Anybody have tickets, blah, blah, blah. Some guy that we have one of those Facebook friends that you don't really know the guy. You've talked to him before or a friend of a friend you don't really know.
After every live show, yes. Somebody that I recognize through the group, but we do not speak, adds me.
Yeah. So this guy, a nice guy. I see his posts all the time. He's a sports fan. He works for like a local pizza company, like in the corporate office kind of thing, like a fast casual type of place. Messaged me like, hey, man, I requested some tickets for you for the game on Saturday, blah, blah, blah. I got them for you in a parking pass, you know, lower level, like 10 rows off the field, or company seats. Nobody wanted them, so I got them for you. I was like, oh, cool, what do I owe you? He's like, oh, just, you know, whatever. They're free, man. Just take them. So now I have these free tickets. Like, I haven't told my son we're going to sit, like, closer down. I kind of already prepped him we're going to be in the upper level.
Yeah.
So I think we'll just get there, and I'll just say, oh, let's just sit down here, you know.
You leave them up there. You go sit down there by yourself, and you rip up the other ticket.
Yeah, just meet some.
You say, Nash, I just don't want you to be spoiled.
Hey, watch my son for the game, whoever you are.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going down low. Yeah, but yeah, it'd be cool. They did say that none of the Ravens starters are playing, which is kind of a buzzkill. But it'd be fun to watch a game. It's always fun to go to a football game and get the atmosphere. You know,
I agree. Yeah,
the tailgates for Ravens games are insane. People go all out. Cook all kinds of food, so that'll be fun. So nice little weekend prepared. So thank you to that guy who did that, and that's about it, man. Thank you guys for listening. Appreciate it. We will be back here next week before Nick goes on his trip to the Margaritaville wedding. I can't believe that's a thing, but that should be a fun story when you get back. Stay classy, folks. Appreciate you listening. We'll talk to you soon.
Later. Wash your hands.
There it is.
Whatever.
There it is. See you.